An action today, which started at 9 a.m. or just a little bit before, at British Aerospace, their UK headquarters, which are based in 6 Carlton Gardens, just off Pall Mall. Six suited people entered the office, or the foyer of the offices, just shortly before 9 o'clock in twos, with the intention of talking to the chief executive and locking on. Basically, there was a massive commotion in the foyer as we tried to talk to people, then lock on. All hell broke loose, the people running up the stairs. Three of the demonstrators actually managed to get into a meeting and talk to some of the British Aerospace workers. Eventually, we were ejected from the building, but managed to get in through another door and get into a lift, where we were then ejected again. We managed to have some dialogue with some of the delegates that are here for the Dicey Arms Fair. They were shortly followed by the Samba Band arriving and managing to occupy the foyer of British Aerospace with about 25 people, 30 people, all playing drums, loudly dressed in pink and silver, waving banners, shouting slogans. We eventually managed to keep the sliding doors open. We found where the lock was, so everyone could enter despite the police attempting to close the sliding doors to the front of the building. Two demonstrators locked on inside the foyer, and then five other people joined them, linking arms. The police forcibly dragged people out, injuring one of the people locked on's neck, who'd actually been punched by a security guard earlier. The other person locked on has sustained a hand injury. She's quite badly cut with lots of blood, but it's okay. So eventually the Met arrived and gradually ejected the Samba Band one by one, bringing the rest of the demonstrators who'd entered the building earlier out into the street, where the band carried on playing, more slogans were shouted, and people tried to talk to passers-by and British Aerospace delegates. Eventually, the two protesters, after about an hour and a half, were photographed by the Metropolitan Police and then taken out of their D-locks and taken to Charing Cross Police Station, where the rest of the Samba Band is now going to join them. There is a question of their missing possessions, which the police appear to have lost, saying perhaps we should fill in a lost property form, having refused to give us receipts for the two demonstrators who've been locked on's possessions. As usual, no one seems to want to take responsibility for this. Basically, we want to play and show our support for the two arrested demonstrators, and we'll stay there as long as possible. And then some representatives from the Campaign Against the Arms Trade will come and pick them up.